Bush and Gabby. Catch up.
I think this week more so than any other week before, I really do need a shower, Gab. I only shower once a week. It's on a Monday because I like to save my shower thoughts. But it just means that I'm a little stinky towards the end of each of the 7 days. And as it turns out, stinkier than normal at the moment, because not only because of the March movement am I sweating it up, but also because of St. Paddy's Day and the Guinness Apple Pod that we did last week. And you can check the video out on our Facebook page. I've been covered in Guinness.
Yeah, so you are hot, sweaty and sticky, which is not a good combination. And we've given you so many options to shower more frequently and just write down your shower thoughts, but you refuse. So this is it.
I like to do it naturally, Gab. So we're going to jump into our separate shower cubicles. Yes, we have shower cubicles here at the radio station. In the studio, it's one of the requests that we've thrown in. And
we have a rider. One is shower cubicle.
Shower cubicle.
The other is
in the studio,
coffee.
Please. Yep. Yep.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's all we've asked for and that's all we've been given. Sadly, the other one, the third item, which was cash, so we can...
$1 million.
Yeah. Well, just any cash. Did you go $1 million? Wow. Good on you.
I go for the stars when
shoot for the stars.
Things,
Nice. I asked for $10 a week, got knocked back. Anyway, let's move on. Let's jump into our shower. See what kind of shower thoughts we can come up with.
This one definitely rang true on the weekend for me, but you don't know your own strength until someone tries to pull you onto the dance floor when you don't want to go.
Oh, yeah.
So you really dig those heels in.
Yeah, I'm a wallflower myself. Mm. I'm not a dancer. Not a dancer. You know what? I think we should all just take a moment and be thankful that we can't get paper cuts from toilet paper.
You're right.
I mean, imagine the first guys, when they first invented toilet paper, and they're just using any sort of paper. The paper cut. You couldn't get a paper cut in a worse spot.
No. Ow. Mm. Your gum is like the human version of a dog bone.
You
keep chewing on it.
You know the candles are kind of like a pet fire?
What? It's a tiny little thing. You've got to keep it alive.
Yeah, that's
if you go to jail for tax evasion, you're living off taxes because you didn't pay tax.
True. Very true.
And
that kind of hurts my brain a little.
I know, and it hurts my back pocket because it makes me a little sad that my taxes are paying for someone else to live because they didn't pay their tax.
No. Well, don't pay your taxes, Gab.
Okay.
See how that goes for you.
I went to see Ed Sheeran perform live on Friday night in Sydney, and I was so excited for this. I've been waiting for about a year since getting the tickets to go, and this is the third Ed Sheeran concert I was going to. I'm a big Ed fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I even have an Ed Cushion. It's a cushion that looks like Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
And
you tell people that.
Oh, I do, because it's so cute. Anyway, so I travelled all the way to Sydney for this concert. So I was going with my girlfriend, who I've been to the last two with.
Sure.
And we were very excited. We were in the nosebleed section. Which is expected because I can't afford to buy tickets front row.
No.
And way back in the back rows of ANZ Stadium, so it's a huge stadium where they play all the huge football games and whatnot.
Yeah.
All you can see is this tiny little ant on stage, which is Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, right.
So I was pretty sad that he wasn't going to be able to spot me out in the crowd and claim me for his wife. But I was also sad because I couldn't see what he was doing on stage.
Ah, right.
And I was so devo because normally they've got these huge screens where they show what's going on stage for the people up the back.
Yeah, right.
And that's what I was expecting. And they had huge screens.
Yeah.
But they decided to put all these weird graphics on it. They tried to get all artsy with it. And while they had him on there sometimes, majority of time it was like splashes of paint or emojis or all this random business going on and just his head floating past every now and then. And I was like, I didn't pay all this money to come here and see a PowerPoint presentation that my niece could have made. Like, it was terrible.
Well, in their defense, you really probably didn't pay all that money being in the cheap seats. You really just paid to get in the gate.
No!
You know, if you really wanted to see Ed Sheeran up close, you would have had to do what other people
would have gotten a loan and forked out all the money.
Yeah.
But normally they do have the big screens, though, and the last two times they have, and they could have done it. They just chose not to. And I'm really devastated about it because, like, his whole process of performing is that he does a loop pedal and he does all these really cool things to do a backing track live to then sing over the top of. And it's a really unique performance. Mm. So I guess this is just a public service announcement for those out there who are going to his Brisbane shows, which start this week.
Yes.
Take binoculars. If you're up the back like I was, take some kind of magnifying device.
If you're El Cheapo, like Gabby, then you won't be buying binoculars either. You'll have to borrow them.
I'm sure you can rent them from somewhere.
Yeah, find that person because...
Bird-watching clubs, they'll have them for sure.
I refuse, even though you keep trying to drag me into the argument, Gab, I refuse to continue the conversation about the phrase or idiom or whatever you want to call it, that is, you can't have your cake and eat it too.
So despite you not wanting to enter into any discussion about it anymore, you seem to bring it up a lot.
I do.
A lot.
Because, you know what, I bring it up, I've brought it up the last couple of Mondays because I have the weekend to think about it.
And you get angry
and,
all
and
over again.
It makes me angry, so I then have to purge myself.
Yeah, every time you get a piece of cake, you're like, no!
No, if somebody gives me a piece of cake, I eat it.
Anyway,
the whole you can't have your cake and eat it too phrase is just stupid because if gives you cake, you clearly can eat it. I found some other phrases that also don't make sense. I think they're silly, but people use them a lot. Mm. All right. Okay. And my first is this one. Mm. A watched pot never boils.
I've never heard that before.
Get out of town.
And that's not a fact because it's still going to boil whether you're watching it or not. Like, it takes longer. It's like that whole idea of is what's longer, a treadmill minute or a microwave minute?
Yeah, right.
Because when you're waiting for it to tick over, it feels like it goes forever, but it's still going to happen.
Well, that is the general sentiment of the saying, time feels longer when you're waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
But I just watch pot never boils. Yes, it does.
It does.
As long as you've turned the oven on.
Yeah.
Or the stove top.
I don't know why you put a kettle in the oven.
Don't put the kettle in the oven. Just put it on top.
Or if you're living in 2018, just press the button.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that's not necessarily a pot then. That is just that's a kettle.
Anyway, next one. That was hilarious.
Let's move on. Ask a silly question and you'll get a silly answer.
Oh, that's totally true.
Yeah. Really?
That's 100% true.
No, because in this day and age, if you ask a silly question, you'll get silence and a weird look from people and maybe them walking away. But you won't necessarily have somebody giving you a silly answer.
I give silly answers all the time.
Yeah, but not intentionally.
So like, guess what I did today? I don't know, you jumped into a river? Like, tell me, don't ask me.
That's a dad joke. What's wrong with you? All right. Even I wouldn't go there. One last one. Actually, I would. Don't keep a dog and bark yourself.
What is that?
I'd never heard it. I actually looked them up
what
this morning.
That?
I found that one. That's a new one. It means don't pay someone to do a task and then do it yourself. So don't pay a plumber to come and fix your pipes, but then go and fix your pipes anyway.
Why would you do that?
I don't understand.
Why would you ever do that? Why are you paying someone to do it? Do you know what that is?
What?
It's like my auntie, she has a cleaner, but she has to clean before the cleaner comes because she doesn't want the cleaner to know how dirty
her
house is.
When you're going to get your hair...
What's the point?
You're going to get your hair done and you wash your hair beforehand.
No, they
wash
it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's silly.
It's silly.
Yeah, okay. It does make more sense now you've explained it.
Yeah. But don't keep a dog and bark yourself.
No, that's dumb.
No, that's stupid.
That's a weird way of saying it.
Who wants to hear people bark? No one.
Well... Pretty funny. Scoopla. And now it's time to catch up with Dean McCarthy, our LA Scoopla correspondent, to see what kind of goss is coming out of the States today. How are you, Dean?
G'day, guys. Oh, my goodness. Good morning, everyone. You know what? Can we kick off talking about Harry and Meghan Markle? Because I can't get enough of the royal lovers. Over the weekend, we found out that there will be no prenup. Harry has come out saying, this is the love of my life. We don't need a prenup. Ooh. We're together forever. It's as simple as that. The $30 million wealth that he has will be, it's theirs. It's just theirs. No prenup. I just love it. It's made my day.
I feel like everyone goes into a marriage thinking it's going to be forever, though, and that's not always the case. So sometimes you need a little bit of security. Yeah. But anyway, let's talk Oprah as well. Oprah's a bit of a diva.
Okay, I found out this over the weekend. I love Oprah Winfrey, I really do, but this is a little bit different, if you ask me. First of all, when she did the junket for A Wrinkle in Time, they took an extra 4 hours to finish their day. They didn't get out of there until like 8 p.m. at night because Oprah wanted to have little breaks and take phone calls and all that kind of thing, dragged the whole day out. And then during one of the interviews, she was like, wait up, I can see my shoes in the monitor. They don't look good. I need a new pair of shoes. Assistant runs out onto the set. Oprah doesn't even move, doesn't even get off her seat. The assistant changes her shoes and then crawls out of the shot like a crab, like runs away, like scurries away. Like, that was a little bit diva vibe. What do you think?
No, big time.
That's a big diva moment, yeah. But as if you wouldn't, if I was Oprah, I'd be making people walk like crabs everywhere.
Oh, I'd make them literally walk backwards on hands and knees while they fetch my
and kiss my ring while you're at it. Well, thank you, Dean. If you want to catch everything else that is Scoopler related, you can go to hit.com.au. Last night, there was a pretty big power outage around my area where I live. Mm. And it actually affected over 1,000 households or something.
Right?
Yeah, so it was a pretty big one. Mm. It was a fallen power line or, I don't know, don't really care. Right. All I care about is the fact that I was just like 10 minutes into watching Married at First Sight and boom, power's gone.
Oh, no.
I was devastated that one, I was going to miss Married at First Sight. Yep. That two, it was way too early to go to bed, but it was super, super, super dark and I had no idea what to do. Mm. Plus, my phone was on about 20% battery, and I was like, oh, the only thing I've got to do is play on my phone, but then if I lose battery, I don't have an alarm for the morning, and then I'll miss work, and like, but what do you do in a blackout? I was lost. I had no idea what to do in a blackout, and I was like, what did people used to do before we had TVs
did you try and
electronics?
Do did you try and do
well,
anything?
Well, yeah, we tried to play a bit of Battleship.
Yes.
Because we thought, you know, getting out an old school board game would be the way to go.
That's the one.
But trying to do that to candlelight is actually really difficult because you have to try to read the grid. And by the end of playing Battleship, my eyes were so tired that I then ended up just going to bed.
Didn't want to use a torch to
I don't own a torch. Mm. I have a torch on my phone, so I don't feel the need to own a torch separate to my phone, but I didn't want to use a torch on my phone because then I'd use the battery.
Right. I've got so many torches at home, like stacks of torches. None of them work because my boys just grab a torch. They think it's great.
It's fun.
Use a torch.
It's like mining.
But then they'll leave it under their bed on or something. And so that's pretty much it. But they never turn them off, in which case they just run flat. So you were looking for things to do.
I was. I didn't. My boyfriend suggested maybe we play hide and seek, which is kind of fun in the dark.
Yeah.
But I'd never find him
because
I have
right.
no torch.
Yeah, but that,
so,
your house is tiny. So,
and that too. Yeah. 13, 12, 16, though, I want to know, what do you do in a blackout?
Now, just because of the time that we are having this conversation, there is an obvious answer. Let's not go there.
Going to bed early.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
But not going to sleep early is, yep, okay.
Let's
tick that one off.
That is actually a response I got from a majority of my friends saying, oh, have you got nothing else to do? Yeah. And that's why people back in the day used to have so many children.
That's right. All right, well, 13, 12, 16. What is there to do in a blackout? We've got Luke on the line, 13, 12, 16. Any tips?
All you do is connect up your camping battery backup.
Oh, okay, sure. I'll just grab that out of my camping
supplies
in the garage and hook her up.
Gab, you should know you should have a spare generator just sitting out the back for one of these situations where you just start firing things up.
Luke, how often do you go camping?
Once, twice a year.
So it's necessary to have
a battery
backup? Battery pack?
Yeah, I have it sitting below my internet, so I can connect the TV and my internet up, so I want to keep watching TV.
What is the point of having one when you go camping? Isn't the point of camping getting away from electronics? So why do you take that to camping?
Oh, because I run my fridges and my TV and my phone.
So you're glamping.
That is the perfect way to go camping. Take the TV, the fridges and the phone with you.
Okay.
Why not? Why not?
All right, maybe I need to look into investing in a battery.
Definitely, definitely the way to go.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.